ग्रंथा श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। गौर पे मनंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। अहो पताति अद्भुतमेश रक्षसा बालो निवृतिं गमितोऽभ्यगात् पुनः। हिंस्व स्वपापेन विहिंसित खलः साधु समत्वेन भयाद् विमुच्यते। अहो अलास बत इंडीड अति वेरी मच अद्भुतम। This incident is wonderfully astonishing. Eshah, this child, Rakshasa, by the man-eating demon, Balah, the innocent child Krishna, Nivritim, taken away just to be killed and eaten. गमितः वेंट अवे अभ्यगात पुनः बट ही हैज कम बैक अगेन अनहर्ट। हिंस्रः वन हु इज एनवियस स्वपापेन बिकॉज ऑफ हिज ओन सिनफुल एक्टिविटीज। विहिंसितः नाउ दैट डीमन हैज बीन किल्ड। खलः because he was envious and polluted. Sadhu, any person who is innocent and free from sinful life. Samatvena, being equal to everyone. Bhayat, from all kinds of fear. Vimuchyate, becomes relieved. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. It is most astonishing that although this innocent child was taken away by the Rakshasa to be eaten, he has returned without being killed or even injured. Because this demon was envious, cruel and sinful, he has been killed for his own sinful activities. This is the law of nature. An innocent devotee is always protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and a sinful person is always vanquished for a sinful life. Purport: Krishna conscious life means innocent devotional life, and a sadhu is one who is fully devoted to Krishna. As confirmed by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 9:30, Bhajate Mam Ananya Bhag Sadhureva Samantavya. Anyone fully attached to Krishna is a sadhu. Nanda Maharaj and the gopis and other cowherd men could not understand that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, playing as a human child, and that his life was not in danger under any circumstances. Rather, because of their intense parental love for Krishna, they thought that Krishna was an innocent child and had been saved by the Supreme Lord. In this material world, because of intense lust and desire for enjoyment, one becomes implicated in sinful life more and more. Kamesha krodhesha rajat guno samudbhavah. Therefore, the quality of fear is one of the aspects of material life. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunam cha. But if one becomes Krishna conscious, the process of devotional service Shravanam, Kirtanam diminishes one's polluted life of material existence, and one is purified and protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Vamsva Katha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. In devotional life, one has faith in this process. Such faith is one of the six kinds of surrender, Rakshetiti Vishwasho. One of the process of surrender is that one should simply depend on Krishna, convinced that he will give one all protection. That Krishna will protect his devotees is a fact. And Nanda Maharaj and other inhabitants of Vrindavan accepted this very simply, although they did not know that the Supreme Lord himself was present before them. There have been many instances in which a devotee like Prahlad Maharaj or Dhruva Maharaj has been put in difficulty even by his father, but has been saved under all circumstances. Therefore, our only business is to become Krishna conscious and depend fully on Krishna for all protection. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshumlitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sati Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Nama Nama Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyadesha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are reading the 7th chapter of 10th canto, The Killing of the Demon, Trinavarta. And this is the end of the chapter. Only 2-3 verses are remaining. So, in today's verse, it is said that, so Krishna has just been saved. So we know the story that how Trinavarta, he came in the form of a whirlwind. He came in the form of a whirlwind. Trinavarta came and picked up baby Krishna. That time Krishna was 1 year old, and somehow Mother Yashoda was carrying Krishna on her shoulders, but Krishna felt so heavy. So Yashoda Maya kept Krishna on the bed. But then that time Trinavarta came and took away Krishna. And when Krishna was not there, so Mother Yashoda and all the other gopis, they started lamenting, they started crying in separation from Krishna, in anxiety for Krishna. But then Krishna became so heavy and he caught the neck of Trinavarta, and Trinavarta immediately fell down. So imagine, he went very, very high. It's not that he just went 5 meters, 10 meters, no. He said he went beyond the clouds. I think I have heard somewhere that how one of the reasons why, you know, sometimes children like to, you know, we play with the children, we throw them up and the parents catch them again. But here, Krishna, he went so high because he wanted to go have a top view. Like these days we have this drone cameras, right? So from top you can see nicely everything. So Krishna wanted to see Braj from height. So that's why Trinavarta came and Krishna went very high, and from there he had entire darshan of Braj. And not only that, it said he went beyond the clouds. Even demigods, they could have darshan of Krishna. So Trinavarta took Krishna very high. But then when Krishna became heavy and caught his neck, Trinavarta could not carry Krishna further and he fell down. Imagine, from such a great height he fell down on the earth. And baby Krishna, such a small tender baby, 1 year old, nothing happened to Krishna. He was fully safe. So we can see in the previous verses, when the gopis who had gathered were crying for Krishna, the demon fell from the sky onto a big slab of stone. His limb dislocated. Imagine what will happen to his limbs. The whole body became shattered, as if it has been pierced by the arrow of Lord Shiva, like Tripurasur. So example is given, just like there was a demon called Tripurasur who was killed by Lord Shiva. So just like he was finished, similarly this demon Trinavarta, he also, his body was completely disfigured. And Krishna was there on the chest of the demon. Imagine what the gopis must have seen. A 1 year child, even if he falls from 10 feet height, he can die. And he fell from such a great height, but nothing happened to the child. He was safe. He was on the chest of Trinavarta. And the gopis took baby Krishna and gave him to Mother Yashoda. And all the cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, they became very, very happy. So now in this happiness, these Brajvasis, they are saying, what they are saying? They are saying that it is so astonishing, it is adbhuta. Aho bata adbhutam esha rakshasa. Just see how wonderful it is that this child was taken away by this great rakshasa, Trinavarta. But he has returned to us. Jai Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Shri Krishna Balram ki jai. Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So in today's verse, so the gopis and Nanda Baba, they are saying like this, that how wonderful it is that this child has returned unhurt. And what reason they are giving? They are saying that Krishna or Supreme Lord has protected our child. Because the Supreme Lord, he always protects those who are innocent. So they are not accepting that, they don't know that this child itself is the Supreme Lord. But they don't know this. What they are saying? Who protected our child? The Supreme Lord. Vishnu protected our child. So this is the most amazing thing about Krishna's pastimes. That how the Brajvasis, they never feel that Krishna is Supreme Lord. So before that, we'll just read one page of in the purport. Srila Prabhupada explains these words, sadhu samatvena bhayat vimuchyate. So Srila Prabhupada is elaborating on this line, that how sadhu, who is a sadhu? Srila Prabhupada quotes Bhagavad Gita, apichet sudhuracharo bhajate mam ananyavag sadhu revasa mantavya samyak vyavasthito hisa. So who is a sadhu? One who is bhajate mam ananya bhag. Anyone who is serving Krishna with one pointed attention, he is a sadhu. Even though he may have some bad qualities, those bad qualities will go away very quickly. But the main thing is that he should always engage in devotional service to Krishna. Bhajante mam ananya bhag. Sadhu revasa mantavya. Krishna is saying such a person is a sadhu. So Krishna, Srila Prabhupada says, anyone fully attached to Krishna is a sadhu. So who is a sadhu? Anyone who is fully attached to Krishna, he is a sadhu. And such a sadhu is always protected by the Supreme Lord. And he need not be fearful. Bhayat. Bhayat vimuchyate. So everybody in this world is in bhaya. Especially now because of COVID, everybody is so fearful. Arey, what will happen to me? What will happen to my family? Or what will happen to my jobs? Everybody is in so much fear and anxiety, which is natural. Everybody, this situation is so bad. But Srila Prabhupada is saying that for a devotee, there is no fear. It's ahara nidra bhaya maithunam cha. So bhaya, this bhaya is there for ordinary people. But for devotee, he has no bhaya, no fear. Why he has no fear? Because, very simple answer, that he has full faith that Krishna will protect. Very simple. A devotee has no fear. Why people are afraid? Because they don't know what will happen, who will take care of me. I may die, I may fall sick. But a devotee has full faith that Krishna is my protector. So this is one of the six symptoms of surrender. So what are the six symptoms of surrender? Anukulyena anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. That means accept things which are favorable and reject things which are unfavorable. Rakshetiti vishvashu. Having firm faith that Krishna will protect me. Gotripte varanam tatha. Having faith that who is maintaining me? Krishna is maintaining me. Atmanikshepa karpanya. Atmanikshepa means aligning our desires with Krishna's desires. And karpanya. Karpanya means humility. So these are the six symptoms of surrender. There's a nice bhajan that Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Dayakari Swapashada Sviyadham Sahavatari. It's a beautiful bhajan that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why he came? Atyanta Durlava Prem Karibare Dan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us this Atyanta Durlava Prem. How he came to give us this Prem? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kari Swaparshada Sviya Dhamma Sahavatari Atyanta Durlabha Prema Karivare Dana Shikhaye Sharanagati Bhakatera Pran. So he came to give us this Atyanta Durlabha Prem. Mahaprabhu came us to give Krishna Prem, Braj Prem, that we'll be discussing now, the Prem of the Brajvasis. Mahaprabhu came to give us that Prem. Anarpitam charim chirat karunavatirna kalu samar paitam unnatu jarasam subhakta shriyam hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipita sadarudaya kandare vasatu vasachinandara. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us this highest Krishna Prem in the mood of the Brajvasis, in the mood of the gopis, in the mood of Mother Yashoda and the cowherd boys. How he came to give? What is the process? The process is surrendering to Krishna. And how to surrender to Krishna? There are six limbs of surrender. Shikhaye Sharanagati Bhakatare Pran. What are the six limbs of surrender? So in this bhajan it says, Danya Atmanivedana Gotripte Varana Avashya Rakshive Krishna Vishvasha Palana Bhakti anukula matra karyera svikara Bhakti pratikula bhava varjana angikara. So same things. We accept things which are favorable, like devotee association, chanting holy names, reading, hearing, serving. These are things which are favorable. And rejecting things which are unfavorable, like sinful activities, bad association, should give up all that. And firm faith that Krishna is my protector and Krishna is my maintainer. And dainya, humility, and atmanivedana. So these are the six symptoms of surrender. ষড়ঙ্গ শরণাগতি হইবে যাহার, তাহার প্রার্থনা শুনে শ্রী নন্দ কুমার। সো নন্দ কুমার কৃষ্ণ উইল হিয়ার দ প্রেয়ার অফ ওয়ান হু হ্যাজ দি সিক্স সিমটমস অফ সারেন্ডার। সো কৃষ্ণ উইল হিয়ার মাই প্রেয়ার ওনলি ইফ আই হ্যাভ দিস সিক্স সিমটমস অফ সারেন্ডার। রূপ সনাতন পদে দন্তে তৃণা করি ভক্তি বিনোদ পড়ে দুপদ ধরি। সো ভক্তিনাথ ঠাকুর ইজ সেইং দ্যাট আই এম ফলিং এট দ্য ফিট অফ রূপ অ্যান্ড সনাতন। কান্দিয়া কান্দিয়া বলে আমি তো অধম, শিখায়ে শরণাগতি করো এ উত্তম। সো ভক্তিনাথ ঠাকুর ইজ প্রেইং দ্যাট আই এম the lowest of men, but please make me the best of men by teaching me this sharanagati. So this sharanagati is such an important aspect of devotional service. Is the heart of bhakti is sharanagati, and one of the most important principles of sharanagati is having the faith that Krishna will protect me. Avashya rakshive Krishna, rakhe Krishna mare ke Mare Krishna Rakhe. So this faith that Krishna will protect me, this is very important. And how Krishna will protect, that is up to Krishna. Like sometimes we see that how, sometimes even we see devotees externally, they may leave their body because of some strange accident or diseases. But we should feel that Krishna is protecting the soul, because real protection is protecting the devotion. So that Krishna always protects. So that is a real meaning of protection, avashya rakshive Krishna. Of course, many times also externally Krishna protects, but always Krishna protects the devotion. Because sometimes we see in Mahabharata that how the five sons of Draupadi, they were killed, but Draupadi didn't lose faith on Krishna. Imagine, you know, if five young sons are killed, any one of us, even if little bit something happens in our life, what we do, especially I blame, oh Krishna, why you are doing like this to me? I have been serving you for so many years, I have been chanting your holy name for so many years, why you did this to me? But you look at great devotees, they never complain. Because they have full faith that Krishna is my well-wisher, Krishna is my protector. So Draupadi didn't complain even once to Krishna, oh Krishna, why you killed my five sons? Or when Abhimanyu was killed, Arjuna didn't complain to Krishna. So this is the mood of a devotee, that a devotee never complains because he knows that Krishna is my well-wisher and Krishna will protect me. Avashya rakshive Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada says that there are so many examples like Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruv Maharaj. They are put into so many difficulties, but Krishna protected under all circumstances. Prabhupada says that Krishna will protect his devotee is a fact. It's not some imagination, but it's a fact that Krishna will protect his devotees. And Nanda Maharaj and other inhabitants of Vrindavan accepted this very simply, although they did not know the Supreme Lord himself was present before them. So Srila Prabhupada is saying very beautifully that Krishna conscious life means innocent devotional life. That's the first line of this purport. Krishna conscious life means innocent devotional life. And a sadhu is one who is fully devoted to Krishna. So this innocent devotional life means very simple, that very simple understanding, simplicity, that Krishna is my protector, he will protect me. And my duty, therefore our only business is to become Krishna conscious and depend fully on Krishna for all protection. So what happens, a complicated person, he cannot believe this simple thing. Therefore it is said that simplicity is very much important in devotional service. One has to be simple hearted. And what is that simple heartedness? This very simple thing that Krishna is my protector, he'll always protect me. And therefore my business is to serve, simply serve Krishna. How Krishna will protect, that is up to him. Krishna may sometimes protect my body, or Krishna may not sometimes protect my body. Krishna may sometimes protect externally, sometimes he may not. But definitely Krishna will protect me in terms of my eternal position. Krishna will always protect my devotion. That is Krishna's promise. Neha vikramo nashosti pratyavayana vidyate स्वल्पम अपि अस्य धर्मस्य त्रायते महत्वभयः. इवन लिटिल बिट ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस समवन डज इज कृष्णास प्रॉमिस दैट ही विल प्रोटेक्ट, राइट. सो अनदर एस्पेक्ट दैट विल डिस्कस लिटिल बिट इज दैट द मूड ऑफ यशोदा एंड नंद महाराज एंड द ब्रजवासीज दैट ऑल्दो दे आर सीइंग दैट कृष्णा इज डूइंग ऑल दिस मिराकुलस थिंग्स, ही किल्ड पूतना, ही किल्ड शकटासुर, ही किल्ड त्रिणावर्त and then he'll kill so many demons, but Brajvasis, they never think that Krishna is God. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they never say that this child is Supreme Personality of Godhead. No. Even if others, they tell, your child is very special, looks like he is God, but still, they don't accept that. They always say, he is a special child, but Krishna, Narayan is protecting him. So they simply love Krishna. They don't believe that Krishna is God. So this is a very very unique aspect of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So little bit we'll discuss about this aspect. It has been very nicely explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this concept, the mood of Rajvasis, and how. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually revealed this to us. So I'll just read a few verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela. प्रेम रस निर्यास करिते आस्वादन राग मार्ग भक्ति लोके करिते प्रचारण रसिक शेखर कृष्ण परम करुण एई दुई हेतु होइते इच्छार उत्कम. द लॉस्ट डिजायर टू अपियर वॉज बॉर्न फ्रॉम टू रीजन्स. इट इज टॉकिंग अबाउट चैतन्य महाप्रभु. सो ही केम बिकॉज ऑफ टू रीजन्स. व्हाट आर दे? द लॉर्ड वॉन्टेड टू टेस्ट द स्वीट एसेंस ऑफ द मेलोज ऑफ लव ऑफ गॉड. And he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus, he is known as supremely jubilant and as the most merciful of all. So Krishna, he appeared in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for two reasons: to taste the essence of love of Godhead and also to propagate this devotional service in the mood of Braja. So he said, Lord Krishna thought, Aishwarya Gyanate Shabha Jagata Mishrita Aishwarya Shithila Prema Nahimara Prita. Lord Krishna thought, all the universe is filled with the conception of my majesty, but love weakened by that sense of majesty does not satisfy me. Because in this world, people generally worship Lord as very great, in a majestic form. But that Aishwarya Shithila Prem, that means that Prem which is mixed with Aishwarya, that is not so dear to Krishna. So this is also explained by Rupa Goswami in the teachings of Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami in the 19th chapter also, that two kinds of Prema. One is Aishwarya Shithila Prema, and another is Kevala Prema or without Aishwarya. Aishwarya Mishrita, that means our devotion is mixed with the mood of opulence of Krishna. But that is not so pleasing to Krishna. But that devotion without any conception of awe and majesty, that is very dear to, that is more pleasing to Krishna. Amar Ishwara mane apana kehina, tara prema vashami nahi adhina. If one regards me as a supreme lord and himself as a subordinate, I do not become subservient to his love, nor can it control. So normally, in bhakti, what do we say? Krishna is great and I am Krishna's servant. That is fine, Krishna likes that, but he doesn't come under the control of such a devotee. But those who think, like mora putra mora sakha mora prana prati ei bhave ei more kare shuddha bhakti, आपनाके बड़ माने आमारे समहीन सेई भावे होई आमी ताहर अधीन. बट इफ वन थिंक्स दैट ही इज ग्रेट एंड लॉर्ड इज अ चाइल्ड, जस्ट लाइक मदर एंड फादर ऑफ कृष्णा, नंद बाबा एंड यशोदा, व्हाट दे थिंक दैट वी आर पेरेंट्स एंड दिस इज आवर स्मॉल बेबी, इफ यू डोंट फीड हिम ही विल बिकम वीक. सो दिस फीलिंग फॉर कृष्णा दैट आई एम सुपीरियर टू कृष्णा, दैट इज मोर प्लीजिंग टू द लॉर्ड. And Krishna becomes subordinate to such a devotee. मयि भक्तैर्हि भूतानाम् अमृतत्वाय कल्पते दिष्ट्या यदासीन् मत्स्नेहो भवति नाम मत आपनः. Devotional service rendered to me by the living beings revives their eternal life. O my dear damsels of Raja, your affection for me is a good fortune, for it is the only means by which you have attained my favor. Mother sometimes binds me as her son. She nourishes and protects me, thinking me utterly helpless. Mata more putra bhave kare na bandhana, atihi na jnane kare lalana palana. So this is so pleasing to Krishna, this mood of Mother Yashoda, who thinks Krishna as her son. She nourishes and protects Krishna. So just now we heard the symptoms of surrender, that Krishna protects all of us, right? Gotripte varnam tatha. But you see the mood of Rajvasis, they feel that Mother Yashoda is thinking that she is maintaining Krishna, she is protecting Krishna. So this is the unique feature of the love of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And another example Krishna Ashkarya Goswami gives of the friends of Krishna. Sakha shuddha sakhya kare skande arohana tumi kona bada loka tumi ama sama. My friends climb on my shoulders in pure friendship, saying, what kind of big man you are, you and I are equal. So the friends of Krishna, what they say, tumi kona bada loka tumi ama sama. He says, you are not a big man. Don't think that you are son of Nanda Maharaj, you are king. No, we and you are same. We are friends. We are equal. So if you are defeated, then you have to carry me on my shoulders. So Krishna also carries. We know this pastime of killing of Pralambasur, where Krishna and Balram, two parties were made, and Krishna lost. The Supreme Lord, he was defeated, and he carried Sridhama on his shoulders. I think Sridham or Sudama on his shoulder. So this is the mood of Vrindavan. And then the third example. So first the example is given of Nanda Baba and Yashoda. Then second example of the friends of Krishna. The third example are the gopis. Priya yadi manakari kare bharsana vedasuti hoite hare seimo ramana. If my beloved consort reproaches me in a sulky mood, that steals my mind from the reverent hymns of the Vedas. So, you know, devotees, they may glorify Krishna with various Vedic hymns, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam and etc. But Krishna, he likes that, but he doesn't like it so much. But what he likes more? When gopis, they chastise Krishna or they reproach Krishna. They speak words like, Krishna, you are a cheater, you are a liar. So when gopis, they speak such words to Krishna, Krishna is more pleased by that, rather than all the big verses, shlokas and hymns in Vedas. So this is what Mahaprabhu is thinking, that this Krishna prem, this prem of Vrindavan, I want to distribute to everyone. So just see the magnanimity of Mahaprabhu. That is why it is said, Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauruti Sinema. So this highest love for Krishna, Krishna Prema, in the mood of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, like we are reading about Nanda Maharaj Yashoda, that highest love Mahaprabhu has come to give to the most fallen people of this age of Kali by the process of chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Srila Prabhupada has so kindly taken this message of Mahaprabhu and given to the entire world. So we should, we sometimes, after many years, we may not feel the value of this, what we are getting. But we should think that what we are getting, we have an opportunity to get love of Krishna in the mood of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Such a great opportunity we have. Simply by following the process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can attain this highest perfection one can ever imagine, which was never achieved by anyone in other ages. Even Devaki, if you see, Even if you compare Vasudeva and Devaki's feelings with Nanda and Yashoda, Devaki and Vasudeva, they were also having this feeling of Aishwarya Bhav. When Krishna and Balram killed Kamsa and Krishna and Balram came to touch the feet of Devaki and Vasudeva, so they were hesitating to embrace Krishna. They thought, oh, he is the Supreme Lord, how can we embrace him? See, even Devaki and Vasudeva, they don't have this intimacy with Krishna the way Yashoda and Nanda Baba had. Or you compare Arjun with the friends of Krishna in Vrindavan. So in Bhagavad Gita, after seeing the universal form, what Arjuna does? He begs forgiveness to Krishna. Oh Krishna, I have told you so many times, hey Yadava, hey Saketi, I have sometimes sat with you on the same level, we have eaten together, we have slept together, I have sometimes joked with you, but oh Krishna, please forgive me. So Arjuna, he became overwhelmed by the opulence of Krishna. He begged forgiveness from Krishna. But in Braj, we never see this. We never find that the friends of Krishna, they are asking forgiveness. Oh Krishna, we played with you, we carried you on your, we sat on your shoulder, please forgive. No. That is, their love is so intimate, such a high stage of love. It is never adulterated by this conception of opulence of the Lord. They are so attached to Krishna. So this highest love for Krishna in the mood of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, like Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, the friends of Krishna, the gopis, we can actually get that love. Falling in the footsteps. That is the meaning of Raganuga Bhakti, that falling in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And this process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us, by this we can get this highest thing, Krishna prema. So this is something we can contemplate, that how Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they are in such a high state, their devotion to Krishna cannot be compared with anyone else. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj will ask the question in the next chapter. Nanda kim akarot brahman shreya evam mahodayam Yashoda cha mahabhaga papu yasya sanam hari. We can chant this verse in a nice tune. Nanda kim akarot brahman shreya evam mahodayam Yashoda cha mahabhaga papo yasya sanam harihi. So Parikshit Maharaj will ask this question. Oh Shukdev Maharaj, what kind of pious activities or what kind of devotional activities Nanda and Yashoda have done that she is feeding Krishna with her own breast milk and they are having such intimate pastimes with Krishna. So the position of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj is very glorious. They are of course the eternal father and mother of Krishna. We can never become Nanda Maharaj or Yashoda, but we can always follow in their footsteps. So we can never become any of the eternal associates of Krishna, but we can follow in their footsteps. So that is the meaning of devotional service as taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And just one more thing I want to conclude, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur also compares the different demons killed by Krishna to different anarthas. So what is Srinavarta compared to? False pride out of scholarship. So out of mundane scholarship, sometimes you may develop false pride. And just like Tridavarti, he went so high. So a person who has pride within him, he thinks, I am very big, I am high, I am above everyone else. So this mentality, when we think that I am better than others, I am more learned. So sometimes even in devotional life, we can sometimes develop this feeling. Oh, I know more Shastras, I am more advanced. This feeling that I am better than others, I am a great scholar, I know so many verses, I know Sanskrit, I have studied so many commentaries. So this mood is the mood of Trinavarti, it's anartha within us. So we have to pray to Krishna to kill this anartha. So by hearing these pastimes of Trinavarta, that how Krishna killed Trinavarta, we can also pray to Krishna, oh Krishna, please kill this false pride within me, because of which, I think that I am better than others. And especially in Vrindavan, if you want to stay, then we have to remove pride within us. We know the pastime of Rupa Goswami chastising Jiva Goswami. Two times Rupa Goswami, he removed Jiva Goswami from Vrindavan. He said, go away from Vrindavan because you are proud. And a proud person cannot stay in Vrindavan. So once when Rupa Goswami gave Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu to Vallabhacharya, who was a great scholar, to edit. So Vallabhacharya found one mistake. It was not a mistake, but he told Rupa Goswami that please correct this line. Because Rupa Goswami compared Mukti to Pishachini. He says, Bhukti and Mukti, they are two Pishachini, they are two witches in the heart. As long as we have these two things in the heart, Bhukti means desire to enjoy in this world, and Mukti means to get liberation. So till the time we have these two things in our heart, Bhakti or Prem cannot arise in the heart. Krishna Prem will not arise in our heart if we have these two things. What things? Desire for Bhukti and desire for Mukti. And he compared this Mukti and Bhukti to be two Pisachini or witches. So Vallabhacharya told Rupa Goswami, okay, Bhukti is fine. Desire to enjoy in this world is like a Pisachini. But why did you compare Mukti also to a Pisachini or witch? Please correct this. So Rupa Goswami humbly said, okay. But then Jiva Goswami was there. So Jiva Goswami didn't like this. Of course, Jiva Goswami then entered to debate with Vallabhacharya, and he convinced Vallabhacharya that there was no mistake. And Vallabhacharya came back and he told Rupa Goswami, you have such a brilliant disciple. He is such a great scholar. Why you are giving me for editing? He can edit. He said, whatever you have written is correct. He went away. But then Rupa Goswami, he became very angry with Jiva Goswami. He said, Jiva, you get out of here. You can't stay in Vrindavan. You are so proud. Vallabhacharya is such a senior devotee. Mahaprabhu accepts him as his contemporary. And you are challenging him. You are debating with him. Go away from Vrindavan. And Jiva Goswami humbly accepted and went away. What was Jiva Goswami's mood? Did he do any wrong? No. Jiva Goswami's mood was that my spiritual master Rupa Goswami, I have to protect his glory. So because that's why he had a debate with Vallabhacharya. Not for his own personal pride. But still Rupa Goswami, just to teach us a lesson that how we should be aware of this false pride, he castigated Jiva Goswami from Vrindavan. And similar incident also happened one more time when another scholar came, Rup Narayan, who was a great Digvijay, and he was going everywhere and defeating all the scholars. So when he came to Vrindavan, so Rupa Goswami signed the petition, okay, I have been defeated by you. But Jiva Goswami once again had a debate with him and defeated him. And this time again Jiva Goswami was removed from Vrindavan by Rupa Goswami. And then Jiva Goswami went, once it is said that he went and stayed inside a crocodile hole on the bank of Yamuna. And he became so weak, he was just eating some raw atta. And then Sanatan Goswami, he saw him, he felt very compassionate. He brought him back to Rupa Goswami. But we can learn lesson from this incident that how we should be free from false pride if we want to actually stay in Vrindavan. So we must pray to Krishna to remove this false pride within us, just like Higil Trinavarta. And also we can see the glorious position of Nanda and Yashoda, that how they never accept Krishna as Lord. They always think Krishna is my son. And this highest mood of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu came to give all of us. And another thing that Srila Prabhupada explains in this purport is that a devotee is always fearless, because he has faith that Krishna will always protect me. Hare Krishna. Any comments, any questions? Any questions, any comments? Yes, from. Rajvidya Prabhu. So Rajvidyapu's question is that how do we actually move towards the direction of this goal of getting Krishna Prem in the mood of Vrindavan Vasis. So this has been very nicely explained by Mahaprabhu in his teachings. Rupa Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they have written so many books, and that essence has been taught to us by Srila Prabhupada in his books. So if you simply follow the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, what he has given in his books, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoi Vyakuti Tabe Ami Bujhabo Se Jugalo Priti. So just by following the instructions of the six Goswamis as taught by Srila Prabhupada and his followers, if you just stick to this path, we'll also attain to that goal. So there is no separate process. The process is the same. Practicing the six symptoms of surrender, chanting the holy names, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. But what we can add to this is, we can add one catalyst, and that is lalyam. It is in tatra lalyam api ekamulyam. So these same things you have to do, but you have to add this eagerness into that lalyam, that intense desire. Because that is what Srila Prabhupada said, and the price, Rupa Goswami says, that what is the price for getting this Krishna Prem? What price we have to pay? That intense greed, lalyam. So to slowly develop that lalyam, that intense greed to have this. That's the only thing that, because what happens sometimes, it becomes a little mechanical. Okay, we have to chant, we have to do this. But by hearing and by reading and by developing this mood of lalyam, that I want this Krishna Prem, this is the goal of my life, that I want this. So then we can. Yes, please. It cannot be forced, it can be cultivated. Like, you know, certain qualities, you have to cultivate that slowly. And lalyam also has to be, not that one day, today I'll have the intense greed. It's not like that. That lalyam also slowly will develop as we... The process is the same, to chant the holy names attentively and to hear and read and to associate with devotees, those who have this lalyam. By doing that, we'll also gradually develop this lalyam. Okay, anything else? Yes, bro. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. My question is about, as you said, Krishna will protect the soul.
Protecting the soul means giving the soul a higher destination. Like sometimes we see that devotee has left his body because of accident or disease, but his next life will be definitely higher than this. Either he'll get a chance in a devotee family, or if he's pure enough, he may directly go back to home, back to Godhead. So he will get a better destination. That is the meaning of actual protection.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Like you said, devotees should be fearless always, and they are more dependent on Krishna. So how should we consider as a situation when, just like this is a situation of COVID, and people are forcing us for vaccination, and how should we are dependent on the medicines? Or
very good practical question. Yeah, so this mood of dependence on Krishna is the internal mood. Externally, whatever is necessary, we do that. So taking vaccines, taking precautions, we have to take. Not that because I am depending on Krishna, I don't have to follow this thing. That is not the mood. So whatever is necessary, we do that and then depend on Krishna. It's like it's not that you go to a tiger, near the tiger, and put your hand and say, Krishna will protect. That is foolishness. So whatever is basically required for our protection, that we should do on our own. But that mood of dependence on Krishna should be there. We should not be... Like what is happening, others, they are in a state of fear from within. Arey, what will happen to me? I may die, I may lose my job. So that fear a devotee should not have. Whatever is externally required to take precautions, to take vaccines, he will take that. But he is depending ultimately on Krishna. Because even after taking vaccines, not that people are not dying. So he knows that Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. That faith he has Ultimately, it's Krishna's will. Maro bhi rakho bhi, jo ichha tumar. That ultimately, Krishna, it's your will. You want to protect me, you want to kill me. But from our side, we should take all the practical steps, whatever is necessary. Yes, so first of all, we cannot never become Raghunath Das Goswami. We can just follow in his footsteps. Unke pad chino mein chal sakte hain. We can follow in the footsteps of Raghunath Das Goswami. So like just like he was chanting 2 lakh names, we cannot chant 2 lakh names, but at least Prabhupada says minimum 16, so we can chant extra rounds. He was offering obeisances 2000 times to the Vaishnavas, 1000 times to Krishnas. We may at least offer obeisances 100 times if we can do. We can follow in the footsteps of Raghunath Das Goswami. We can never become like him. And when Radharani came to give shade to Raghunath Das Goswami, but when Rupa Goswami saw this, he was not happy. He chastised Raghunath Das Goswami. Are, what are you doing? We are supposed to serve Radha and Krishna, not take service from them. So therefore he chastised and told, you make a bhajan kutir. Don't make Radharani come and give you shade. You make, so therefore they made bhajan kutir for him. So devotee doesn't want to take service from Krishna. He wants to serve Krishna. That is the mood, not that I will go to a lion, Krishna will protect. Why to want to give headache to Krishna? So we should try to serve Krishna. So devotee should not be foolish and unnecessarily go to dangerous position and think that Krishna will protect. No, he should lead a normal life, but have this feeling that Krishna will protect me. Okay, Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you all very much. Shila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthashrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.